Hey, what's up, guys? So today I read a quote, and it said that there's one thing in common with people who are successful and people who fail, and that is they both have things they don't want to do, right? Like, they both have something they don't want to do, but the difference is, and the reason why people are successful is because they do what they don't want to do. And so today on this episode, I want to go ahead and kind of just encourage you, motivate you to do that of which you don't want to do. Yes, I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know it's late night. I know you're not going to get any sleep. I know people are going to look at you weird, but I want you to understand something. And I want you to understand that there's a difference, and you need to be that difference. They need you to be successful, because without you being successful, how are you able to impact others? How are you able to influence others? And so I want to encourage you today to do this right here. And that is, write down three things that are stopping you right now from being successful. Write down three things that are stopping you from getting to your goals. Write down three things that are hindering you from getting to that next level of you. Because those are the three things that we are going to tackle on. Those are the three things that I want you to understand that's what you need to get rid of. It's those things that you wrote down on that piece of paper. And I hope you guys are writing it down. But it's that one thing that the three things that you have written down on that piece of paper is what's stopping you. And let's be real, like, let's be transparent with ourselves. Let's be real about the things that are stopping us from getting to that next level. Because without identifying those things that are hindering us, we're never going to get to it. And so make that list and then find out the things that are the one thing that is hardest, and then tackle that down first. Get rid of one by one, focus on one at a time. And even if you have more than three, that's fine. But make that list and tackle on the first three. And I want you to take it on. Give yourself a week, give yourself a month, whatever you need to give yourself, put yourself a time frame on when you're going to get rid of that habit, when you're going to get rid of that one thing, that one friend who says, no, you can't do it. That one person who says, you know what? I don't know if it's possible for you to start your own business. I don't know if you're actually going to be able to be good for that job. I don't know if you need to go back to school because you can't afford it. I don't know. You got to get rid of those people. I'll be honest with you. And I know right now you're probably even thinking about that one person who's saying, you know what? Dang, like, they're just so negative in my life. You don't need that person. Now, you can put them aside if you want. That's fine. And then you can prove them wrong, whatever the case may be. What I'm telling you is that I want you to drown out whatever negative words that are coming at you right now. Because there are certain people in our lives that actually help us out, and there are those that don't help us out. So there are people in our lives that actually come in and just take from us. And we give and we give and we give because that's who we are. We need to surround ourselves with people who are actually providing, people who are actually helping us out as well. And so the second thing that I want you guys to do is this. I want you to figure out who is actually pouring into you, who is actually bringing you value. And I want you to go back and I want you to add value to them. I want you to go and help them out and say, hey, what do you need me to do for you? Can I do something for you? Can I help you out? You know, I have a friend, and every time that I go into their house, I mean, they're always like, hey, like, do you need something to drink? Do you have, like, I'm not even stepping into their house. And they're like, hey, here's some water. Here's a snack. Here's this. Like, they give me something already. And I haven't even stepped into their house. You see, that right there is called value. They are serving me. And I look at it and I'm like, man. So I go back and I'm like, hey, what do you guys need? What do you need? Here's something here. So I take things to their house now where I'm like, hey, check this out. This is for you. This is for your kids. And so what I want you to do is find that one person who is pouring into you. Find that one person who's bringing you value and bring them value and serve them and figure out what it is that they need. And you can make their lives, like, better. Make their lives better. That's what you got to do, because in return, they'll go ahead and help you out even more. So I want you guys to understand this, is that the difference between success and failure, those who succeed and those who fail, is simply the fact that the ones who succeed are willing to do the things that they don't want to do. And whatever it is that you don't want to do is probably something that you have to do in order for you guys to move on to the next level. So I don't want that to hinder you anymore. I don't want that to hold you back from your success. I don't want that to hold you back. Whatever it is that's holding you back, whatever it is that is so hard for you to get to, so hard for you to get up in the morning and work out, so hard for you to spend time with your family, so hard, whatever the case may be, I need you to put 120% effort. I need you to go all in. I need you to go all out. I need you to put effort into what you're doing and realize that you are going to be a better person and you're going to be able to impact way more people than you are right now. Not by your words, but by your actions. And people will follow you and people will say, hey, what's different about you? And you'll be able to tell them, I'm doing what I never wanted to do. I'm doing what I put and procrastinated myself to do. So starting today, I want you to do me a favor, okay? I want you to write down those three things that are stopping you from getting to what you need to do. Those three things that are stopping you completely from your path. And I want you to tackle them on one by one, one at a time. And two, I want you to find somebody that has given you value and give them value. So I hope you guys have a great week. Please think about this. And I want you to get to that next level. Keep inspiring.